The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon, and this is What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 to answer that question. We're going to talk with Dr. John Lott later this hour. He's our one guest today. Lots of opinions from our listeners today, and love hearing from you, so keep them coming at 800-228-0550. Andy and Dickinson is waiting to go. Christian Minot, Sally and Grand Forks, LaVon and Dickinson. Stacked up, ready to go. A whole host of calls that have come in during the break as well, including this generous offer about a story we told you about last hour. A 94-year-old World War II vet from Wahpeton goes to church on Sunday, leaves his Army infantry jacket with all his medals and ribbons and all the things he attained as a lieutenant in the Army infantry during World War II. The medals, the ribbons, the stars, the works stolen out of his vehicle, believe it or not. And he is ticked, as you might understand. He cherishes that jacket. He was actually going to wear it on Memorial Day, and it's gone. And he's, by the way, convinced somebody stole it to pawn it. So keep an eye out for it at a pawn shop, and let Wahpeton Police know if you find this. 701-642-7722. The police chief down there, we talked earlier today, said he thinks that somebody just wearing it, stealing it rather to wear it, to show it, for his take for whatever reason. And here's a call that came in about it.
Hey, guys, this is Nick Van Pelt from Minot. I was just calling to offer a reward for that missing Army jacket in Wahpeton. I'll offer $300 for that jacket. I don't want to take any credit or anything from it. I want to stay anonymous. My number is 701.
He's giving us his telephone number now. He's being very generous.
005. If you guys could announce that or even let Watson Police know, I'll pay $300 for that jacket as long as it's returned in the exact same condition as it was last seen on Sunday. My grandfather had a similar situation happen to him, so I know how they feel after that happens. So if you could either give me a call back, 701.
All right. What a neat offer, though, huh? Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that very much. I understand. And by the way, we've gotten an email from Nick, so we're going to connect him with the Wahpeton Police Department, and maybe a reward fund is the way to get that thing back. And I bet others would be able to as well. But Nick works for EOG Resources, and that is a very, very generous offer, very kind, and that'd be the fun Friday story of the day, if we can figure out a way to get that jacket back and maybe get enough of an incentive here for the perpetrator to come forward or whatever. Who cares? Just get the jacket back, right? I mean, I completely agree. Andy and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
Yes, am I on the line?
You are, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, my opinion on Obama is he coming to North Dakota so he can go golfing in Medora? Because that's about all this president's really good for. You know, North Dakota people are hardworking farmers, ranchers, oil field workers. I don't know if Obama ever worked a 10-hour day in his life.
Well, maybe we could set up a golf game with some of the folks that others have suggested. You know, a senior citizen, some farmers, ordinary family, oil worker, somebody coal country. I mean, maybe that'd be the lure, Andy. You know, a little golf on a bully pulpit.
He might actually get something done then. If he'd actually meet with some of his cabinet officials when he's golfing, he might actually get some information before the news lets him know what happens.
Do you want him to come?
I don't really care either way. I guess not.
Andy, appreciate the call. He's done a lot of golf. You're right there, so maybe tie the two in. Not a bad idea. Chris and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear, sir.
All right. Hey, I got here 2 years ago, and I just want to say I love North Dakota people. They are some of the best Americans I've ever met, and they're just, they make North Dakota a better place. And as far as Obama, I don't think he is anything but an enemy of this state and of this country. And I'm not some crazy loon. I've just watched what he does. I think that the USA, our government, has been taken over like a corporate takeover, and, you know, with crooked CEOs and very high-powered businessmen with a lot of money. And they just sieve and sieve and sieve and take all this money. I mean, $5 trillion a year. Somebody's getting paid a lot of money. And it's not about the people. It's not about the VA vets. I don't think they care about anybody anymore. It's all about them. They're crooked, you know, businessmen. That's the way I look at it. And if we could, Dale was right. He's not coming up here to look for strengths. He's coming up here to look for weaknesses. He wants to control North Dakota. It's like in It's a Wonderful Life, Potter. It's gnawing at him because we have a Fed bank. We have oil. And we have people that don't pander to him, and he doesn't like it, and it's gnawing at him. He wants to control this place somehow.
All right. We're going to add you to the list, Chris, of not wanting the president to visit. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Sally, Grand Forks, your take.
Well, you can put me down as don't come. I can't think of probably a million reasons, but one of them is that he needs to quit making trips anyway. He needs to park his jet that we pay for. He's got to quit taking summer vacations to the Bakken or wherever he wants to go, and just hunker down and wait out the end of his term and quit spending our money. Every time that Air Force One goes up, it's Air Force One and Air Force Two, because they always have to fly two of them in different directions to different places as a decoy. That's part of their custom. Well, every time, I don't know, somebody out there in the listening audience can probably tell you what it costs every time they gas that plane up and run the engines up on it.
So, Sally, your point is save the money. We'll add you to that list. LaVon and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, LaVon.
I would like to see him just stay where he's at. He's going to come up to the reservation just to create more for you people, for. He's coming for a photo op. I believe the guy in Alberta, I think that's what will be the best results he'll come up with. And as far as I'm concerned, all these people with their green list that are calling in, or he should do this, he should do that, that's right. He should, but he's not going to, and nothing is going to change that. I think they ought to call their congressman with their green list, instead of asking Obama to come out here, and like the lady just said, please be more money. Thank you.
All right, LaVon, thanks. I think actually the list is productive. I think it's all good things you ought to see, and maybe we use the delegation to collectively say, hey, a lot of folks would like you to visit with these people. I like our chances. So, but whether you want to suggest a place, a person, something you ought to see, or say stay away, all opinions welcome here, and we're getting lots of them today. Off to Watford City we go, and Jim, you're on What's
on
Your
Mind. I'm driving a truck. I'm on my way to the frack. Anyway, I was listening to you guys. You guys are great. Obama's going to come here for one reason, and he's politic, and he's still campaigning. He should not come here. The state of North Dakota is beautiful. I'm an immigrant from Wisconsin. I've been here 1 year driving this truck. He should not come here. The states know how to take care of themselves. The federal government was never meant to be very big at all. He's totally campaigning. The people that want him to come here want him to come here because they smile and show off how great this state is. He's not taking it that way. He's coming on a personal trip. He should not come. He's look at his track record, where he's gone and what he's done.
We are approaching
this whatever way he wants. Go ahead.
We're approaching the 50-50 mark on not wanting the president to come, Jim, with your weighing in here. By the way, we welcome immigrants from the Cheesehead Land. So welcome from Wisconsin. Glad you're here. Glad you're liking it. And thanks for listening, okay?
Go Packers. Thank you.
Had to get that in. Chuck in Minot, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, thank you very much. I just want to make a suggestion about the gentleman who had the jacket stolen there in Wappington. This worked very well in the military when we had this sort of situation come up when somebody did something, they're in a lot of trouble. Is offer complete amnesty for a time, maybe 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. We just want the jacket back for this gentleman who has served his country. If you bring that jacket back, no questions asked, and we'll even respect you for doing that. Be a man about it. Offer this amnesty and see if it works. But if he does not accept that amnesty and he decides to do whatever, then after amnesty is revoked, then the full weight of the law will be applied if they find out who actually took it. I just want to suggest that, maybe we open the door, no punishment, no questions asked. We just want the jacket and the honor and the dignity that went with it. Just return it back. No questions asked. You made a mistake. We're going to let we just want the jacket back. I would like to offer that, and thank you very much. And I just want to say a personal thank you to that gentleman for his service to the country. Amen.
Odin Steprud is his name, from down there in Wappington. And we just had Sean and Minot send a note saying, is there any way we can acquire a picture of the jacket, get it on our Facebook so folks across state know what to keep an eye out for? We'll try and do that, too, and I like your suggestion, Chuck. Thanks. Pete and Minot, Tim and Watford, Dave on the road near Bismarck, all coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, anytime after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Past the hour, back to your calls in just a moment. Some breaking news out of Washington. I love when I make a prediction and it comes true this quick. Listen to this.
It's totally unacceptable. Our veterans deserve the best. They've earned it. Last week I said that if we found misconduct, it would be punished, and I meant it. Now, Secretary Shinseki has now begun the process of firing many of the people responsible, including senior leaders at the Phoenix VA. He's canceled any possible performance bonuses this year for VHA senior executives, and he has ordered the VA to personally contact every veteran in Phoenix waiting for appointments to get them the care that they need and that they deserve. And this morning, I think some of you also heard Rick take a truly remarkable action. In public remarks, he took responsibility for the conduct of those facilities and apologized to his fellow veterans and to the American people. And a few minutes ago, Secretary Shinseki offered me his own resignation. With considerable regret, I accept it.
All right, there you go. That chapter ends. Shinseki out, folks being fired, and a mess to clean up in the Obama administration. Another one. Speaking of President Obama, he's reportedly, according to the Washington Post, coming to North Dakota next month to visit an Indian reservation. What else should he see? That's been one of the questions we asked at the top of the show, and you've provided a lot of answers. And there's others waiting to weigh in on this. So let's get back to the phones at 800-228-0550. But the breaking news, General Shinseki out, VA Secretary. Pete in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Pete, and thanks for waiting.
I should stay out of North Dakota. I wonder which reservation Hyde Camp's taking him to. I would imagine it would be the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, probably the richest reservation in the country. Just a thought.
Well, I think Fort Berthold would be a good one for him to go there, and because for the very reason he would see.
Why don't I go to the Standing Rock where they need the help? Or up to Dundee? You know, come on.
I'm saying Fort Berthold because he could go to the Indian Reservation, which is the political part of what he wants to do. But he also could see energy production.
I understand that. But if I'm just being a little facetious here. You know, go to the Indian Reservation if they need the help.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't think they need a lot of help. That's Fort Berthold.
Larger point is you don't want him.
Thanks.
Here. You're on that side of the ledger, right, Pete? We'll put you down. Dave, on the road near Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, big boy. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm just right in today. I had to listen to you guys talk about this and that and everything else on the radio as usual. I was listening to all those comments about not having him visit and having him visit and all this stuff. But the way I look at it, if I remember correctly, this is the United States, right? We have the freedom to go anywhere, anytime, any place we want to in the United States, right? We ought to feel proud that a president has an opportunity or has made an opportunity for himself to visit a state. I mean, you know, he may have done wrong in some eyes, in other eyes he's done good, you know, regardless. The man is trying to do his job, and everybody's giving him a roadblock, a big old wall that he can't do anything with. And the only thing that comes out is they just don't like him. Well, if the American people didn't like him the first time, why did they vote for him? And the same way the second time, why did they vote for him? So, I mean, you know, come on, it could have been worse. We could have had somebody else in there that didn't do anything, you know.
I'm with you in this sense. I think we ought to welcome the visit. Anytime the President of the United States comes, not only the President comes, the world comes, right? I mean, because the cameras follow and everything else. It's an opportunity to tell a story that we are different than everywhere else, and it will be uncomfortable for the President because guess what? He will get asked, about the lowest unemployment, the fastest job growth, the energy production. It will be an inconvenient truth, the elephant in the room that he'll have to address. And he's not popular here. That's quite obvious, Dave. His votes didn't come from North Dakota to make him president. So I'm on the side of the ledger you are. Let's welcome the visit. Jeff in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to get on the air there. I moved to North Dakota in 2007 when I retired from the Marine Corps, and I chose North Dakota because based on the people that live out here, their principles and their values and their core values and their work ethics and everything. And I figured it's probably the last place a Californians and New Yorkers and Massachusetts would move to, so I'd be safe for a while. But with that being said, I'm glad and I'm very proud to be living out here, going on 7 years, originally from Nebraska, and North Dakota has treated me real well. The people have been awesome. The API, the American Petroleum Institute, has been extremely instrumental in helping military vets get jobs out here, so I greatly appreciate it. Weatherford first hired me, and now I work for ExxonMobil, and ExxonMobil's been an awesome company to work for, and I just greatly appreciate it, everything North Dakota has given to me and my family and to our military vets. And as far as President Obama coming out here, I didn't vote for the man either time. I'm not a supporter of him, but I do believe in freedom. And I don't think we should have a act like a king or a dictator decide who can and cannot come visit our state. I think the best way to solve an issue or differences is to illuminate it and put some light on it and let everybody see it. I truly believe, and maybe I'm naive, but I truly believe North Dakotans are smart enough to think for themselves, educate themselves, make an informed decision, and with that, they know what's right. And so no matter what President Obama says or does, North Dakotans are going to do what's best, not just for North Dakota, but for America, and I believe in that.
Hey, Jeff, great story. Love. Now we got a Cornhusker immigrant and a Cheesehead immigrant, and it's great to hear from you today. Appreciate it very much. We have just 2 minutes before the break. I'm going to go lightning round. Quick comments from each of you so we can get everybody in. Mike Stanley, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that the Secret Service Advance team has given the green light for him to come here. I'm from Utah originally, and he was going to be making a trip to Utah about 4 years ago. The Advance team went in for the areas he was going to be, and they pulled the plug on him coming to Utah because they said too many citizens are weapons owners. I guess they do a background search on how many registered weapons are in the area. Well, if I'm right, there's more gun owners in North Dakota than there are in Utah, and that was the whole reason that they gave him a red light for going to Utah was too many gun owners. And so obviously they're probably going to have him concealed in some special area that there's no gun owners.
Glad you're listening to Stanley. And by the way, it's just a Washington Post report at this point. I don't know if Advance has cleared it or not yet. Nick Williston, go ahead. Your take quickly, please.
I'd just like to say that I think the president coming out here is a good thing because North Dakota has learned from their past mistakes back in bust in the 80s. And those clowns up in D.C. cannot seem to learn from their mistakes. So maybe if they come out here and see that, help illuminate the way forward for some of them.
He'd learn a thing or two, right, Nick? I like that idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Got to go. Appreciate you listening. Call again. Nick and Williston. Judy and Mandan when we come back. John and Linton and John Lott, Dr. John Lott, Crime Prevention Research Center President on the California Psycho. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Our listeners, and another $300 added to that reward fund for the military jacket from an Adam, wants to remain anonymous, but says if we can set up a general fund for that reward that people can donate to, I think it might be best. You know, we had somebody earlier say, I want to do $300. Here's somebody else, I want to do $300. And somebody else suggesting, how about, some amnesty here. Lana sent us a note too, said in regards to the stolen jacket, I can tell you one better. When my son came home from the first Gulf War, he went to get his uniforms. He was in the Marines. They were all missing. He was sent out in such a hurry they could not pack their own items and were packed by fellow Marines. After talking with the commanding officer, he said they would not be able to track it down as to who packed the items. My son, 6'5", so it could be narrowed down very fast. Nothing ever done. Disturbing, Lana. Thanks for sharing. All right, to two calls, and we're going to get to Dr. John Lott on a new bit of research that he's done on how mental health professionals are failing to detect mass killers. But I did want to get Judy and Mandan and John and Litton in here because they've been waiting so long to weigh in. Judy, Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yes. Well, I think we should bring the president to our state, but it should be under North Dakota terms. I grew up in North Dakota. It's my home state. You know, we've been here through all the harsh winters. Our forefathers established this state, established our morals and our Christian values. He should come here, go to some of our churches, see what we're all about. We're not about the riches of the state. We're about the heart of the state. Come down to the heart of this state, see what we're about, see what we fight for, what we stand for. Go down to Fargo, we're pro-life state. Go see what we're doing to try to preserve life and honor life. And that's what we should do. We shouldn't be afraid of him. Bring him here under our terms. In the dead of winter, hopefully a big blizzard will come, too.
It's supposedly next month. So hopefully no blizzards. But, Judy, take your larger point. Thanks. John and Linton, last call on this topic we have time for in this segment. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I think the president and the media should stay home. We have a great state. Everything's good here. We can hunt. We can fish. And we can do what we like within reason. If the president comes here in the media, they're going to bring a bunch of liberals with them, and they're going to try to change us. And I've had enough with people trying to take my guns away and try to tell me that I should be a vegetarian and I shouldn't eat meat and I shouldn't be able to hunt and fish. And I don't like it. I think we are a great state. I grew up here, and I want to keep it that way. Thank you.
John, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing what's on your mind today on the program. Our one and only guest today on the program is the Crime Prevention Research Center President, Dr. John Lott, who's also an author and a great researcher on issues related to the use of guns in crimes. And he has released an analysis of the Santa Barbara shooting that we've spent some time talking about here over the last week or so, focusing on how mental health professionals continually fail to detect mass killers. And how spending more money on mental health is not the solution to preventing mass killings. Dr. Lott, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me back on.
By the way, one of my favorite books, More Guns, Less Crime. Because in a headline of a book and the research packed between the covers, you learn everything you need to know about how misplaced all these calls are blaming the gun. And it's amazing to see this the latest scenario play out at the campus in Santa Barbara. When you have an individual who stabbed some of the victims, who shot some of the victims, and who injured some of the victims with his vehicle, and yet all we're hearing about is, oh my gosh, the gun's to blame, including one of the parents of one of the victims. What's I suppose you're not surprised after seeing this play out again and again, huh, Dr. Lott?
No, unfortunately, I mean, there's a certain template that the media is willing to analyze these things through. You know, California, at least according to gun control advocates, has the strictest gun control laws in the country of any state, if you believe the Brady campaign. This person didn't have an illegal gun by their definition. He didn't have large magazines for ammunition. All of them were 10 bullets. Which they've claimed is an important thing to stop attacks from occurring. None of those things get mentioned in this. One thing that's bothered me for a long time that hasn't fit the template for the media is just mentioning whether or not these attacks occur where guns are allowed for protection. Time after time, when you go and look at these mass shootings, what you find is that they keep on occurring where guns are banned since at least 1950. With just two exceptions, you've had all these mass public shootings occurring where people aren't allowed to go and defend themselves. And it's often the easiest thing for the media to go and check out, but they refuse to do so. In Santa Barbara County, there are 53 people in the entire county who have a permit to be able to go and use a gun, have a permanent concealed handgun to defend themselves. All of them extremely well-connected, well-to-do individuals. Not the type of people who are going to be hanging out in a college area there. And, so essentially that was a gun-free zone even when the attacks took place outside. But, you know, I just think even once in a while, if the media would mention that these attacks keep on occurring where guns aren't allowed, where they're banned, I think it would make a big difference in terms of the debate that we have.
Tell us about your analysis specifically as it relates to the mass killings that have happened since 2007.
Not necessarily just since 2007. What I did was just put together a list of well-known mass shootings. I mean, there's surely many others where the killer at the time of the shooting was seeing a psychiatrist. And whether it's the recent Fort Hood shooter or Adam Lanza at Newtown or the Aurora, Colorado Batman shooting or things, you know, like the Virginia Tech shooter, what you find is that these people were seeing psychiatrists. You have the one this past weekend was seeing a nationally known psychiatrist as well as a couple others. And yet the one common feature is despite these individuals seeing psychiatrists, prominent, well-known psychiatrists in some of these cases, the psychiatrists weren't able to find in advance that these individuals represented a threat to others. And so, here you have the irony that when the attack occurs, this last weekend. You have U.S. senators, you have others coming forward and saying this proves the need for more federal money for mental health. But what would more federal money for mental health have done to stop the shooting this past Friday? Elliot Rodger, you know, he's already seeing one of the top psychiatrists in the country. What would more federal money for mental health have, how would that have improved the health care or mental health care that Elliot Rodger was receiving? It's not obvious to me at all, nor would it have done anything for the vast majority of these attacks. Wouldn't have done any difference for Adam Lanza, wouldn't have done any difference for James Holmes or Cho at Virginia Tech. So, you know, I suppose that's the most obvious comment that you have there. These guys, the psychiatrists, you know, they have a very, very difficult time identifying people who are likely to be these mass killers, even when they've been their constant patients. So, you know, people go and focus on the deputy sheriffs who went and visited Rodger at the end of April this year and blame them for not being able to determine whether or not he represented a danger to others. And yet his own nationally recognized psychiatrist wasn't able to do that, even though he had spent many, many hours talking to and being with Elliot Rodger.
By the way, the House of Representatives yesterday, their answer to this was approving a funding increase for the national background check system, specifically citing that as a response to last week's shooting in Santa Barbara, California. 260 to 145 amendment to an appropriations bill gives an additional $20 million grant funding for the FBI's national instant criminal background check system intended to prevent the sale of guns to criminals and the mentally ill. What's your reaction to that solution?
Well, I understand the desire to go and do something, but if they want to fix the background check system, there's a lot of things that they can do there. The current background check system is a complete mess. Over 99% of the people who are stopped by background checks are false positives. They're law-abiding citizens who should have been able to go and buy guns. I'll just give you an example. You may remember, I mean, the late Senator Ted Kennedy. There were five times when he tried to fly in an airplane where he was flagged as a person of interest, a possible terrorist, and denied from flying. What he did was he had a name that was similar to someone that they really want to stop from flying. But that's the same type of thing that happens with these background checks. You have a law-abiding good citizen who has no disqualifying reasons to go and buy a gun, who has a name that's similar to somebody who does have some problems. And the person who shouldn't be buying a gun, he doesn't try to go and buy a gun through a gun store. He obtains it through other ways. The law-abiding citizen goes there, tries to follow the rules, and he's the one who gets stopped. And here's the problem. So when the president goes and says that there are 2 million prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks, what he really should say is that there have been 2 million initial denials. Initial denials doesn't mean that you really stopped the right person that was there. And the problem is that when you stop 2 million law-abiding citizens who should have been able to buy guns, in at least a few but significant number of those cases, You're stopping somebody who may have needed to quickly obtain a gun for self-defense. Let's say a woman's being stalked or somebody else feels threatened at that time and they were trying to go and buy a gun for self-defense. And here they have a name that's similar to somebody that you really did want to stop. That's a complete mess, because what you're making it is that the individual then is being prohibited because of the background checks from being able to go and defend themselves.
Our guest, Dr. John Lott, and his organization, the Crime Prevention Research Center, detailing a new study based on really failures by mental health professionals to detect these mass killers. When we come back from the break, we'll give him a chance to talk about how that can be fixed, if anything. If we know the failure, What's the best response? On a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The Chekhov is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Whether the president should come or not, I'm on a no column. I believe it's a photo opportunity. He'll come here and take credit for how great we're doing and all the energy boom and the tech sector and how he had something to do with it. When the whole time he's here, he's gonna be looking for some ways to get his hands in our back pocket or to shut down fracking or, you know, the coal industry or whatever. There's no way to change his ideology. I think people that want him to come and meet with the good old folk and see, maybe to turn his head and see how things should be, are living in a dreamland.
All right, appreciate the call. Well, let me get Tubby and Bismarck in here, too, before we return to our conversation with Dr. John Lott. Tubby, I wanted to talk about that missing jacket we've been chatting about down in Wahpeton, but that 94-year-old World War II vet. What's on your mind, Tubby?
We're going to get that jacket back. I saw Rush Limbaugh do this. Some poor guy called in. He had a bake sale for him. They raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. Your station, you got to tell people where to donate money to. We can raise probably $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 reward, get the jacket back. I also like the idea, amnesty, 7 days, buddy. Bring the jacket back, no questions asked. After that, we got $5,000, maybe a $10,000 reward. That jacket will get back. We will find that jacket. You get the reward high enough. I think you should take collections from your station. Anybody, everybody, donate some money. You got one hero that started, he threw $300 in a pot. Let's get a collection going. We'll raise thousands of dollars. We'll get a reward. I want that guy to get his jacket back. Amen. God
all
bless.
Right. By the way, yeah, the $300 donation prompted another $300 donation. I think you're exactly right. We're going to forward those all on to the police officials down there. We'll try and schedule a Monday on the program and get something going, Tubby, to take your challenge here, okay?
Announce it. You're going to raise thousands. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Appreciate it, Tubby. Thanks for listening very much. Dr. John Lott's with us here for a couple more minutes. Crime Prevention Research Center president has a new analysis out on the Santa Barbara incident at the college campus there, and is pointing the finger through this analysis at mental health officials, professionals, that just miss mass killers and saying, hey, spending more money on mental health is not the solution. I wanted to see what you think the solution is. If we can't accurately identify those who are a threat when they see mental health professionals, what should be done, Dr. Lott?
Right. Well, if you read the manifesto, it's pretty clear that there's one thing that the killer there focused on that mentioned that would stop him or did actually stop him from engaging in the attack, and that was the fact that somebody could defend the victim. I'll just give you one of the quotes from his manifesto. He says this is a discussion where he's trying to figure out where to attack. He says another option was Deltopia, a day in which many young people pour in from all over the state to have a spring break party on Del Playa Street. I figured this would be the perfect day to attack Isla Vista. But after watching YouTube videos of previous Deltopia parties, I saw there were way too many cops walking around on such an event. It would be impossible to kill enough of my enemies before being dispatched by those damnable cops, end quote. And, you know, you see him talking about this from time to time and several times in his manifesto. And, you know, the point is he's going to commit suicide. He's going to die. But he wants to go and kill as many people as possible before that happens. He wants attention. His piece is constantly talking about the fact that isn't getting the attention or appreciation that he deserves. And he knows that if he goes and kills more people, he's going to get more attention. And so he wants to pick a venue where he's going to be able to go and kill many people before he stopped. And it's the same thing we were talking about before. And by the way, people can find all this information about the mental health or these other issues by going to our website, crimeresearch.org, just crimeresearch.org. And, you know, I just give you a couple examples. You look at the Aurora movie theater shooter at the Batman movie, where there you have a situation where there were 7 movie theaters within a 20-minute drive of the killer's apartment. Only one of the movie theaters had a sign banning permitted concealed handguns. The killer didn't go to the movie theater that was closest to his home. He didn't go to the movie theater that was advertising itself prominently as having the largest auditoriums in the state of Colorado. Instead, he went to the single movie theater that made it so that victims couldn't defend themselves.
Right. I mean, this is all about same thing with the military provisions as well. We have less than a minute left. I want to quickly ask you about a story that Ammoland has put out that also has done some analysis on mass shootings and said everyone in the last 20 years and other instances of suicide and isolated shootings all share one thing in common, and it's not the weapons used, it's the drugs that have been prescribed. Do you agree with that?
Everyone, they're saying?
Yeah.
They're
saying the overwhelming evidence points to the single largest common factor in all these incidents, the fact that all the perpetrators were either actively taking some powerful psychotropic drugs or had been at some point in the immediate past before they committed their crimes.
There's a large number of them that were, but I don't think that that's right to say everyone or
but it certainly ties to your analysis that it, you know, that there are.
Well, they were seeing many of them were seeing psychiatrists,
right,
but the psychiatrists. Let's put it this way: more were seeing psychiatrists than were getting drugs.
Got it. Dr. Lott, thanks so much for the time. We scratched the surface on this, but appreciate your good work at the Crime Prevention Research Center on it. A lot of topics covered today. Thanks for all the calls, folks. God bless you. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.